Archers for the week 19 to 24 June 2005.
Daniel's hoping to find a bargain.
Haven't you finished yet?
Sorry.
Daniel, please, this is the last one.
But I've been waiting for ages.
Daniel, I've got one more horse to inoculate. Then we can go.
Okay.
Why are you so keen anyway? It's only a car boot sale.
No reason.
Well, just be patient. And go and put some clean jeans on. Those are filthy.
All right.
Go on.
Now then. So, you're...
Topper. He's fine. He won't do anything silly.
Right. Let's sort you out then, shall we?
I'm sorry Daniel's being such a pain.
Oh, my fault. I did say I'd take him to the sale. I thought I'd have these done and be away by 10.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't know one of Tony's cows would pick this morning to go down with milk fever.
Oh, is that all it was?
Yeah, soon had her up again. Still, at least there's one farm round here that still trusts my clinical judgment.
Lister.
Okay, just my paranoia, I know.
I didn't say...
No, forget I said it, okay? Now, you talk to Topper here while I...
Yeah. There, boy. You know what all this is about, don't you? Yes, you do. Yes.
There. Well done.
Good boy.
Be allowed a peppermint?
Yeah, of course he is.
Okay. There you go. Good. That's all done.
Thanks, darling. I'm sorry to keep on at you.
No, no, you're absolutely right. I should have got them done a week ago. Better late than never.
Well, it's just I can't afford to take risks with our livery horses. It only takes one of them to go down with flu. And...
Shula, you don't have to tell me. I know how important it is, okay?
Yes, of course.
Anyway, now they're all done, it's one less thing for you to worry about.
Yes.
And you must try not to worry about this insurance case either.
Oh, I'm not really.
Whatever happens, they'll pick up the bill. You can just carry on as before.
And ask all my clients to fill in a registration form.
It's just a bit of extra paperwork. They won't mind.
I hope not. No, you're right. I must stop.
Okay, I'm ready.
Daniel, you can't have changed already.
Yeah, look, so can we go now, please?
Daniel, wait just a minute.
I really ought to stay a few minutes. And...
No, if you want to go.
Dad!
Go on. I'll keep an eye on the ones you've inoculated.
You sure?
Yeah, I've made you late enough already.
Okay, but if there's the slightest problem, give me a...
Yes, I'll call you, I promise.
Dad!
Okay, I'm coming!
Real farmhouse cider. Taste your real farmhouse cider.
Get your own made scrumpy here.
Genuine Borsetshire farmhouse scrumpy. Famous all round Europe. From Dover to the Ukraine.
Ah, famous. Roll up.
Genuine old Ukrainian scrumpy.
Hey?
Taste your real Ukrainian cider, as drunk in the court of the Tsar himself.
Ukrainian?
Farmhouse cider, Rasputin's favourite tipple.
Joe, what's he on about?
This me if I know.
Rasputin?
Worked though, didn't it? Made you stop and ask.
Oh, might have stopped, Eddie, but I'm not buying it.
Well, that's your funeral.
Yeah, it would be too. What state Neil was in after your barbecue.
Oh, Dad's drunk it all his life. Look at him there.
Yeah, look at me.
Exactly.
Go on, have a taste, Susan. No obligation.
No, thanks. I've tried it before. Though you don't seem to be doing too badly.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're doing a roaring tree.
Oh, you got quite a good turn, eh?
Not too bad.
Amongst 30 cars, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, we counted them.
Then have a look round. Find yourself a bargain.
No.
Antiques, bric-a-brac, CDs, genuine designer gear.
Oh, genuine.
Who's got the difference?
No, thanks. I only came to keep Neil company. Don't think there's much here for me.
With or without onion?
Yeah, with.
Please.
With, please.
Right.
You busy?
Oh, you can say that again. I can hardly keep up.
You can smell those burgers right from the village.
Really?
And hear the music too.
Yeah, Tammy Wynette vying with the church bells. Quite harmonious.
That's where I should have been this morning. I give up church to do this.
Very noble of you.
Yeah, isn't it? There you are, Daniel.
Thanks.
You come to spend your pocket money?
Yeah.
He's after computer games.
Oh, no, there's a man over there who's selling them.
Yeah, he's got some cool stuff and they're really cheap too.
You know why they're cheap, Daniel?
Yeah, okay, but...
Just don't ask where they come from.
So...
Is this a queue?
Oh, hello, Susan.
Hi. No, we're all done.
So the pirated copies made in China are a big deal, calling the FBI.
Okay.
I'm not going to get arrested, am I?
Just don't come to me when they crash, that's all.
As if.
Okay, it's your money. Come on, something else I want you to look at first.
Want a burger, Susan?
All two, please. One for Neil, one for Christopher.
Lost the use of their legs, haven't they?
Well, I don't mind. Not much else to do.
These aren't quite done yet. Do you mind waiting a sec?
No.
Here, while you are, let me show you something.
Yeah?
I saw it straight off and Joe got it for me. There, look.
Oh, that's nice. A cake stand.
What do you think? It's lovely old china. Look at the pattern. And you wouldn't believe how cheap it were. It's got a tiny chip off the base, but...
Yeah. You have done well. It's a real bargain.
Here, try the other one.
What's the point?
Go on, it won't hurt.
There, admit it, it's too big.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Told you. What's so great about a pair of cricket boots anyway?
Well, who knows? They might have been useful.
Weird. So why is he selling them?
Never mind, it was just a...
Can we go and look at the games now?
Hold on. Hi.
Well, thank goodness.
Shula, what's the...
Topper. He looks awful.
Tell me.
He's sweating. His eyes are rolling and he looks about to go down.
Oh, hell.
Alistair.
Okay, it sounds as if he's gone into shock.
Oh, Alistair, you must come now. Please.
All right, stay with him. I'm on my way.
Oh, look at him. Oh, I can't bear it.
Anaphylactic shock. It's a reaction from the inoculation.
Yeah, I know, and he's getting worse.
I shouldn't have gone. I shouldn't have left
him. Oh, do something, please. We're going to lose him.
All right, stay calm. You try and steady him.
Oh, Topper, why? He's never done this before.
Just stay with him. Keep him steady.
One of our best liveries.
I'm going to give him a shot of adrenaline. That should bring him out of it.
If he dies, I'll never forgive myself.
Look, he's not dead yet. Keep hold of him. Okay, here we go.
Shh. It's all right. Oh, don't let him die, please.
It's the best I can do.
Oh, will he be all right? Is it going to work?
If it does, it won't take long. All we can do now is wait and see.
Oh. What do you mean, none left?
We just sold the last one.
Oh, well,
where's my burger, eh?
Too late, you sold out.
Sold out?
Shouldn't complain, Dad.
Fairly.
Speak of the takings. Listen to that sweet music.
Oh, I've had enough. I'm half cooked myself.
You done well, Clary, love.
Start to drift away now, anyway.
Yeah, been a good morning, though, eh, Dad?
Hey, you got your cake stand?
Yeah, I'm pleased with that, Joe.
Been a real success. I reckon we'll have to do it again.
Don't you see why not?
Again? Not too soon,
please. Publicity, that's the secret. That plug on the local radio, that's what brings in the punters.
There, someone else can clear the rest up.
Yeah, don't you worry.
Mind you do it proper. We don't want Linda Snell complaining.
No, that wouldn't do at all, would it? Don't worry, we'll...
Oh, Susan? Oh, hello. Are you off now?
Well, as soon as I can drag Neil away.
Right, come on then, Dad. I'll find you a bin bag.
Oh, come on, Neil.
Did he buy anything?
Oh, just a couple of CDs.
So?
He'd have filled half the car if I wasn't there to stop him.
Oh,
you know what he's like for a bargain. But we've already got enough old stuff in the house. I don't want to cluster it up with any more.
No, of course you don't.
Anyway, look, I've been...
Susan, now, before you go, what about the christening cake?
Oh.
There's my cake stand. I thought it would look really nice on that.
Well...
If we turn it round so they can't see the chip.
Thanks for the offer, Clary, but I was thinking of buying myself a new one.
Oh.
To go in the new kitchen, you know.
Yeah. Still, we ought to get on and make the cake. It ain't long now.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday.
Oh.
My half day. I'm going to make it then, so you don't have to worry.
I'm busy Wednesday.
Oh, that's okay.
Though, now I think of it, I'll do some time off if I have a word with Pat.
Oh, no. Don't go taking time off work just for that.
No, but I could come over and help you.
No, I'll be fine.
It's no trouble.
It's okay. I shan't need any help.
Well, what about your oven?
What about it?
Well, it's so new. You've hardly had time to get used to it.
Oh, that's no
problem. You
know
what fruitcake's like. So easy to overcook.
Oh, no.
Especially with an electric. Now, you need to do it very slow in a cool oven. My old stove would do it just nice.
your stove.
If you came round, we could make it together.
No, look, don't worry. I know how to use my oven.
Stove's in the
Clary,
fan.
I know how to bake a fruitcake. I don't need any help, and I don't need to borrow your oven. Okay?
Alistair?
How's he looking now?
He's still absolutely fine. He's all perky and bright-eyed.
Good.
Leaning over his door, sniffing my pocket for peppermints as if he'd never been ill at all.
Well, I can tell you now, it was a pretty damn close call. If I'd been just a few minutes later...
Oh, don't say that.
It's true, we nearly
Well, we didn't.
No thanks to me.
Alistair, you saved him.
I just don't understand how I could have been so stupid.
What?
I should never have gone away and left him. I shouldn't have gone to that boot sale.
Alistair.
So elementary. It's about the first rule in the book. Stay and watch out for reactions.
You were tired and under pressure.
There's no excuse.
I was hassling you, so was Daniel.
There's no excuse for a thing like that. I should have stayed here and kept an eye on those horses.
Alistair, I said I'd watch them for
you. It's not your job, Shula. I'm the vet. I'm the one who's responsible, and you nearly lost one of your most valuable...
But I didn't. You came straight back, and you did the right thing, and you saved him. So please don't do this to yourself.
What's happened to me?
Nothing's happened to you.
I'd never have done a thing like that before. It was shoddy and lazy and unprofessional.
No.
It's a fact, Shula.
Oh.
Maybe I'm just... I'm losing it. I can't take the pressure.
No, don't be silly.
Well, it would explain a lot of things, wouldn't it? Why I'm losing my clients, why David and Ruth sacked me.
David and Ruth? Oh, Alistair, how can you say that?
Well, maybe they're right. Maybe I'm just not up to the job anymore.
I reckon 6 foot should do it.
Well, that's not very tall.
You try getting over a 6 foot wall, isn't that easy?
Well, I'd go for 10.
No!
Okay, 8.
But I'm telling you, it's too high. We ain't talking SAS here.
Yeah, but
it's supposed to be fun. We ain't trying to cripple them.
No?
No. Hey, you got a grudge against someone?
Well, I did hear Dave might be entering.
Oh, I'm worried about your attitude, Kenton.
Oh, okay. 6 it is.
We've got to build this, remember? It's going to be hard enough.
That's true.
Now, we can't use bricks, of course. We get a few poles and cover them in canvas.
Hello!
Oh, hiya.
What's up? Got lost on your way to the bull?
Yeah. I'm sure it was around here somewhere.
Well, I suppose Jax can look after itself.
Well, I left Gemma to close up for me.
So that's all right, then.
Yeah, we're planning the assault course for the fate.
Oh, can I see?
Sorry, that's strictly classified information.
Oh, hell. Excuse.
Oh, go on, just a peek.
Careful, Mike.
Don't worry, she won't get round me that easy.
Meanie.
But, wife, you're entering anyway.
Oh, yeah, I am. As from today.
Oh.
Me and Hayley. We're starting a Mum's Army team. Elizabeth's going to be our cheerleader.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mum's Army. Get it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one.
What? No, hold on. Gemma.
I mean, I know we'll be up against some stiff competition, but...
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's like the land girls have been training already.
Training?
Oh, yeah. She's been jogging round the village.
Oh.
And she's done that charity run.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't let me put you off or nothing. We want as many entries as we can get.
Well, I'm not quite as young as Usha, perhaps.
Oh, Kathy.
Gemma, wait.
I'm not.
No, Gemma, but...
Kenton?
Yeah.
What's up?
That was Gemma.
So we gathered.
The girl who works at the calf?
Yeah, she was a bit upset.
Oh?
Yeah, well, very upset, in fact. In fact, she's,
She's what?
She's given in a notice. She's quit.
Alistair? You back?
In here.
Oh, hello, darling. You ready for some tea?
I don't know if I've got time.
Oh, Alistair, you must.
Okay. Just been checking my email.
So, how was your afternoon?
Oh, the usual.
Oh, did you get my message? The lady who called the stables?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
She got the numbers mixed up. It was definitely you she wanted to talk to.
Yes.
She sounded a bit muddled.
Was it important?
No. Matter of fact, believe it or not, she wanted to thank me.
Oh, what for?
Old Biddy from Darrington. She finds it hard to get around, so I'd gone out last week to put down her old spaniel.
Oh, well, it was nice of her to call.
Doesn't happen very often.
Well, just goes to show.
Yes. Okay, so I know how to charm old ladies. Unfortunately, there aren't enough of them around to keep the business going.
It was a nice gesture, all the same.
Yeah, sorry. You're right. I mustn't be churlish. It obviously meant a lot to her. One thing I've managed to get right anyway.
Alistair.
Okay,
you're a good vet. You've helped so many people. You've done so much for them. You mustn't ever let yourself forget that.
If you say so, I guess it must be true.
You know it is. Anyway, I'll let you get on.
Shula, isn't Daniel over at Jamie's tonight?
Yes, why?
Well, I don't know. We could go out for supper.
Oh, yes, let's.
Even if it's just down to the Bull, I don't feel like driving for miles.
That would be lovely. It'll be good for both of us.
Seems like I'm not quite ready for the scrappy pit.
Aren't you?
No. You know I was going to talk to the primary school about the cricket.
Uh-huh.
And try and get the kids interested. I offered to do some coaching.
Oh, yeah, you said.
Yeah. Well, I've talked to the new teacher there. Stuart. Stuart Gray.
What? Place Regley?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, young chap, just started. And, well, he was really up for it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. He wants to start an after-school club next season. And he says if I'm willing to give up my time, you know, and go along and offer them the benefit of my great experience. Yeah, he was really keen.
Oh, so he should be, I reckon.
Yeah, well, it's good to know someone still appreciates me.
Mm. Go on, Sid, of course they do.
Mike Tucker, just the man.
Oh, hello.
Are your glasses empty, darling? Same again. And I'll have a G&T.
Coming up.
Now, Mike, darling, I'm looking for someone who can teach me how to jitterbug.
Yeah?
And I'm told you're the man for the job.
Well, yeah, me and Betty. Though I better warn you, it ain't as easy as it looks. It's dead complicated.
Yeah, I know how hard it is.
Well, we ain't that good. We only know the basics.
Well, it's as much for Matt as for me.
Ah.
His wretched divorce is really getting him down. A spot of jitterbugging might be just the tonic he needs.
Yeah, definitely.
Now then, tell me, darling, do you give private lessons?
Well, yeah, I might.
See, if you taught me the basics, I could run them through with Matt at home.
Ah.
Might help to get him interested.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
So you think we could come to some arrangement?
Oh, well, I dare say. When would suit you?
Well, if it's really so difficult, the sooner we start, the better.
Okay, I got a swing tape in the car.
Yeah, not down here, please.
Oh, come on, Mike, we'll go upstairs.
A week's notice. How could she do this to me?
So you really and truly never saw it coming?
No. I mean, she's always seemed happy enough.
I mean, all that trouble over the dishwasher powder.
Oh,
all those times you went off and left her to cope.
Okay, maybe there was the odd time.
This afternoon, I found you on the green, designing an obstacle course. No wonder the poor girl finally snapped.
Well, okay, yeah, maybe I was pushing my luck.
Anyway, forget about why she left. We've been here before, haven't we? Think about finding a replacement.
Yeah, well, don't worry. It's not going to be Emma all over again.
No?
No. I'm onto it already.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, look, you missed a weed there.
Kenton. Well, what have you done exactly?
Well, I've put a notice up in the CAF and another one down at the Student Union.
And?
And, well, you know, it's not bad for starters.
She's got less than a week.
Well, OK, I'll go and ask Emma.
What?
Well, how long she had George?
He's still a tiny baby. She's hardly begun her maternity leave.
Will you tell me what else I can do?
Advertise. Get on the phone, ring up the Echo Small Ads.
The Echo? Do you know how much that costs?
A proper ad in the job section. And the Felbersham Advertiser.
Cathy, it'll bankrupt me. I'm not made of cash.
I'll help you word the ad. The lines are still open.
No.
Yeah, come on. We'll go in and do it now.
And pull. 2, 3, touch and... Oops!
Okay, you're doing fine. Now, turn! Nearly!
Darling, when you say
said it wasn't easy.
I did warn you.
Don't stop now. I'm really getting into this.
You sure?
The things our parents got up to. Mum never told me jitterbugging was such fun.
OK, now we've done the basics, we'll try a different move. It's called the cuddle.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
OK, then. I'll show you how it goes.
And would you believe they got no kit at all? Not a single cricket bat in the old school.
I can't say I'm that surprised.
So how are you going to coach them?
Ah, well, I've had a few thoughts. The club won't start till next season. That gives us plenty of time to do some fundraising.
Great idea.
Yeah, they won't need the full gear. I'll get them a few quick cricket sets.
Yeah, that'll be good enough.
So what about this fundraising?
Well, I put on a few events here.
I'm sure we could do something too.
All the firms that supply my veterinary drugs. Maybe I could squeeze them for a bob or two.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
They can certainly afford. Who is that upstairs?
Yeah, well, it's Mike. He's, giving Lillian a jitterbug lesson.
Of course, yeah. What else?
The fate, you know.
Oh, I'm sure Lillian's a natural.
Well, I'm told it's not that easy.
So, are you two going to have a bash?
Hey, yes, why don't we? That's a great idea.
Get your GI gear out, Alistair.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, go on, why not?
I'd just rather not, okay?
Right.
Your table's all ready, anyway. Shall I find you a menu?
Yes, thanks. Alistair.
Okay. Didn't mean to snap.
It was only a suggestion.
Sorry.
But if you don't want to...
Cricket, yes, I can just about manage that, but I really don't feel like dancing.
There. Oh, Cathy.
That didn't hurt so much, did it?
Do you know how much that ad cost me?
Don't even think about it. It'll be worth every penny.
We're talking a whole lot of pennies.
Thursday morning. When you start getting those phone calls. When you find the perfect replacement for Gemma.
Yeah, well, it'd better work.
It will, you'll see.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's got to be worth a punt. Well, I'll be fine, yeah. Once I'm over the shock.
Would a nice hot cup of tea make you feel better?
Well, I know what might help.
Hello? It's only me.
Come to pick up Daniel.
Oh.
I thought she'd be later.
Cathy?
Hi, come on in.
Hello. Sorry, I know I'm a bit early.
Oh, hi, sis.
Hello.
They're upstairs on the computer.
No, don't get up. Don't let me disturb you. I'll find them.
No, it's OK. You were about to go now anyway, weren't you, Kenton?
Oh, yeah.
I'll go and dig them out.
Thanks.
Weren't you eating at the Bull?
Yes.
Oh, so you skipped the pudding?
We didn't want to stay late. We were both quite tired.
Oh, right.
Well, to be honest, it would have been nice to make an evening of it, but Alistair wasn't in the mood.
Oh, so we still saw about Dave giving him the push.
Kenton... He's not just a child throwing a tantrum.
Okay,
so... You still don't understand how serious this is, do you?
Yes, I do. I've been worrying about you, you know, ever since you called the other night.
Oh, you've no idea how much it's affected, Alistair. And just for once, it would be nice to have some support from you.
Look, Shula...
Or maybe that's too much to expect.
Look, I'm sorry, but it's not my argument, and I'm not getting involved.
Okay, I get the message.
Nothing I can say will help anyway. Dave's not going to listen to me. Look... There's no use you moaning to me or Mum or Dad or Auntie Jen. The only way you'll sort this out is to go to Brookfield and have it out with Dave and Ruth.
And you think that would solve everything?
Well, just leave me out of it, OK? Go and talk to Dave.
There's a cause for celebration at the Grundy's.
£20, £40, £50, £60.
That's five.
A day. So £39.65 in there.
You counted that twice already.
Yeah, it comes out different every time. It's funny that. It's all these blooming 5p's.
What's a few pence?
Oh, maybe just a few pence to you, my son. You know what they say? Look after the pennies and the pounds.
You know all about that, of course.
Anyway, point is, we came out on top. Our best boot sale ever.
Yeah, what about all the expenses?
Yeah, I know.
The burgers, all that advertising.
It's all accounted for. God, we're still in the black by a long way, love. Well, a bit less than I thought.
Yeah, what about my wages?
Yeah, I put them aside. There you go, son.
No, 15. We said 15.
Okay.
I'm giving up my Sunday mornings for less than that.
Oh, so you're definitely having another sale?
Oh, yeah. Me and Dad have decided.
Oh, have you?
Well, I might as well cash in. Do it regular.
How regular?
Oh, once a month.
We'll see.
Until the end of the summer.
Well, it'll be some extra pin money for me, I suppose.
Oh,
Edward's got his wages. Where's mine?
Oh, come on, love. It all goes towards the housekeeping.
All right, Eddie. I ain't saying we shouldn't do it. It's just nice to be consulted sometimes, that's all.
Yeah, fair enough. Sorry.
And which one of you's taking me back to work? Don't knock me down in the rush, will you?
Yeah, I'll take you, love.
OK, well, I'm ready now because I'm going to call in the shop on the way. I need a few things for the christening cake.
I thought Susan was making that.
Come on, or I'll be late.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Oh, that's me.
See you later, Edward.
Yeah, see ya. Hiya, Fallon.
Hello, I cannot talk for long because I'm busy.
Yeah?
Yeah, busy packing, you know, packing my stuff at Glastonbury.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. You haven't got a ticket, have you?
No.
Oh, never mind. There's always next year. Oh, no, there I go again.
Fallon, I'm feeling bad enough already.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's a real shame. We could have gone down together.
Well, what are you packing now, anyway?
I'm staying over with Drew, you know, Drew from college. His mum lives in Bristol. We'll stay at his place and then go down first thing tomorrow, get a good pitch at the campsite.
Yeah, we'll have fun, won't you?
You can come and see me off if you like.
What, so you can really make me feel bad about what I'm missing?
No, it'd be good to see you before I go, Ed, honest. There is something.
What?
There's something we need to talk about.
Well, go on then.
Yeah, well, not now, there isn't time.
What do you mean there isn't time?
Come down later, before six. It's quite important, okay?
Okay.
Now. Oh, rats.
Oh, yeah, nice one. Oh. Look at him, the champion hair tosser, I do think.
All right, so I got the angle wrong.
Yeah, angle my.
What are you doing there anyway?
What was I doing?
Sneaking round, spying on people.
I thought you were clearing the barn, and here you are playing games.
Games? This is deadly serious.
So, practising for the hair tossing contest?
Yep. I reckon I'm in with a fair chance.
I saw, you're such a natural.
Okay then, watch. This lump of hay up onto the top of the stack, okay?
Okay, but watch out for that pitchfork.
Stand clear. Right. And... Up. Yes!
Better?
Better? It was a good clean toss.
Yeah, well, like I've always said, you're such a...
Such a what?
Oh, such a big...
You calling me a...
Yeah!
Right. Come here.
Sorry. No, don't. Please!
Show me you.
Stop it, please!
Sula. Hi.
Hello. I'm not interrupting anything.
No, we were...
Well,
just...
if you're not too busy, do you mind if we have a talk?
Push the top down, Ed. I can't reach the strap.
Well, what have you got in here?
Not much.
Yeah, feels like it.
Bit more. Oh, great. Ah, fantastic.
Are you sure you got everything?
I think so. Oh, torch.
Oh, see, yeah, look.
Oh, thanks. Well, you shove it down the side pocket. No, I've got some spare battery somewhere.
Well, you are organised.
Mum got me those. She's been great. She is just so sick, she's not going with me.
Is she?
Well, I wouldn't mind. She's cool, my mum.
Yeah.
There. All packed and ready.
So?
Oh, come on, cheer up. You'll have another chance soon.
No, well, why did you ask me round? What's so important?
Yeah, right. What I wanted to say is, Ed, I'm doing our own festival soon, remember?
So?
Well, it's all coming together at last. I have to start sorting the publicity.
Well, that's supposed to make me feel better.
Okay, so it's not Glastonbury.
Well, you booked Coldplay then, have you?
Yeah, no, it's a shame. They really wanted to headline, but they're on tour, you know.
Yeah, real shame.
Still, I've got some great acts lined up. All the best local bands.
What, a few of your mates from college?
Well, you don't have to come if you don't want.
Well, I'm not going to be spoilt for choice, am I?
Though, I'm going to need you anyway. We can't have a festival without the best band in the whole of Porchester.
What, you mean...
The one and only Dross, of course. Who else?
Dross? Fallon?
Come on, Ed.
You are joking.
No, we can do it. It'll be great. It'll be a laugh.
No.
Why not? What's the problem?
Dross is history. It's gone, isn't it? It's dead.
Yeah, but we can do a comeback. Just for one night.
Well, all of us.
Yeah, we can sort it. I've already texted Stu.
God, it's nice of you to tell me.
That's why I'm telling you now. Just for one night, Ed. I'll be very nice to you, I promise. I'll bring you back a prezi from Glastonbury.
I don't know, Fallon. I just can't see it working.
Well, think about it, OK? While I'm gone. It might help you take your mind off what you're missing.
I know you won't have talked to Alistair recently.
No.
We've had no problems with the rest of our stock, Touchwood. Well, that is lucky for you.
We'd have called him out if we had, Sheila.
OK. Well, take it from me. He's been really knocked sideways. You've no idea how badly hurt he was by your decision. OK, but...
We knew he was upset about it, of course.
Upset? David, he was devastated. It was a real personal blow to him. He's been so down these last few days. If the slightest thing goes wrong, he blames himself. It's completely knocked his self-confidence.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Of course
we are.
He doesn't make a big thing of it. That's not his style. But I know. I live with him. You know how committed he was. How he loved his job. Well, all that's gone. Oh, he still goes out there and does it, but he's only going through the motions. It's getting to the point where... Well, quite honestly, I'm worried he's getting seriously depressed.
Well, what can we say? I mean, you know, if that's true...
Of course it's true. You think I'm making it up?
No, I didn't mean that.
Maybe he should talk to a doctor.
Oh, Ruth, is that the best you can offer?
Sheila, we're really sorry. Of course we are. But you can't blame it on us.
You made the decision about the herd. That's
yeah,
what...
Yeah, but Sheila, we didn't know he'd take it so hard.
Being sacked by his own brother-in-law. Told he's past it. He's not up to scratch.
Now, come on.
And from what he said, well, frankly, I think you could have done a better job of telling him.
Yeah, well, maybe.
No consultation. Nothing. Just, that's it. We don't think you're up to it.
We didn't
what
mean...
What did you expect him to do? Shrug it off and carry on?
No, but...
All we're saying is, if Alistair's depressed, you can't come over here and make out it's all because of us. It's just not fair.
Not fair? Ruth, how can you say that after all he's done for you?
You can't blame us for everything.
Whoa, let's simmer down.
Well, I think...
No, let's try and be reasonable about this.
David, you sacked him. You didn't even give him a chance to think about it. You didn't discuss it with him. That's why he's in the state he is. So please don't tell me you're not to blame.
Next time we'll have to get some bangers in too. Hot dogs.
Will you?
Oh, yes, well, only a suggestion, love. I mean, only if you think it's a good idea.
Oh, burger sausages all the same to me.
Bangers it is, then.
Put the kettle on, will you, love? I'm just going to sort out your cooking.
Yeah, OK.
Oh, have I got enough caster sugar?
So, what are you making us? Apple pie for tea?
No.
Oh?
I think there's some in the cupboard.
Brownies?
No, lady, this ain't for you. It's for the christening.
Oh.
Now, where's that recipe?
So, by christening, you mean...
Well, the cake, of course. What else?
So, has Susan changed
her? No, Susan hasn't changed her mind. She's making the cake and she don't want no help from me. She made that plain enough.
So...
Just hope she don't have that oven of hers too hot.
So, are we having two cakes?
What? Of course we're not having two cakes.
I don't get it.
Look, Susan wants to make the cake, fair enough. But she never said nothing about marzipan, did she?
I just don't understand how you can come round here and...
haven't you been listening to a word I've said?
I know what you're trying to say, but I just don't...
Come on, both of you.
David, when I think of all the times Alistair's come round here to help you out... All the times he's got out of bed, got in his car to bail you out.
Yes, I know.
All through the TB and the foot and mouth. The number of times he's dropped everything to save the life of your stock. And when did you ever hear him complain? Well?
I know, and it means a hell of a lot to us. I said so.
Oh, really? And this is how you show it?
But, Sheila, we've done
nothing... You turned round and kicked him in the teeth.
Oh,
Sheila, that's just
that's
not...
That's exactly how it is. That's how it felt to Alistair. Is that how you thank him for all he's done for you? Sorry, we don't need you anymore. We found someone better.
But he's a professional. He understands. We made a business decision. That's all it was.
Yes, he's a professional. He's also my husband. One of the family.
Of course he is.
Is that the way to treat your brother-in-law? Doesn't family loyalty mean anything to you
Sheila,
at all?
Sheila, you know it does.
But you're quite happy to throw all that away for the sake of a bit of extra profit?
Oh. Sheila!
I still can't believe you'd behave like that. I just can't understand
it. Sheila, it's all very well for you to talk to us about family loyalty. Well, this is the family farm, remember?
Oh, please, not that.
If we don't run it properly, if we let the place go under...
Go under?
Where's your family loyalty then?
Ruth, that is just so ridiculous.
How can you say that?
You really expect me to believe that your choice of vet can make such a difference to the farm?
Who knows? We just can't afford to take the risks.
You're not the ones who should worry. If anyone's about to go under, it's Alistair.
Oh, come on. Who's being ridiculous now?
It's quite true.
Shula, look, we're both trying to run businesses. We both have to make some tough decisions. And it wasn't even Ruth and I who suggested it.
What?
It was Sam. He came up with it.
Yeah, our herdsman. It's what we pay him for.
Oh. I can't believe it. I can't believe you're saying this.
It's true.
Oh, that's it. I've heard enough.
Shula.
You won't even take the responsibility. You're trying to pass it off on Sam.
Shula, that's not
true. David, you run this farm, not Sam. You make the decisions. You sacked Alistair. And if he ends up losing his business, you're the ones who'll be responsible.
Adam's getting a hug from his Aunt Lillian.
Darling, happy birthday.
Thanks.
And still looking as young as ever. How do you manage it?
It's the sheep dip. That's my secret.
Well, you just take some advice from your aged aunt.
So, which aunt's that?
Woo-hoo! Make the most of it, darling. Enjoy it while you can.
I'm doing my best.
It always worked for me.
Though, I did feel my age on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we took this lot to London. Got back about 2 a.m.
Those gorgeous Ukrainian boys.
Well...
Sounds like fun to me.
They were all out for a good time. Ian and I could hardly keep up.
Morning!
Oh, hello! Doesn't the birthday boy look scrumptious in his tennis gear?
Well, now you mention it.
Game, set and match, I'd say.
Our Wimbledon strawberry special at the farmer's market. Pat's bringing the cream.
So, why aren't you dressed up too, Jenny?
Well, I'm just about to go back in and change.
Oh, right.
And no remarks about my legs, please.
Darling, as if I would.
Adam, I've got this for you.
Oh, is that the poster? Great.
Mm. I've changed it so the maze isn't quite so obvious.
Yeah.
Wizard Farm.
That's great,
at the home farm Magi Maze.
Perfect.
Oh, good. Getting lost in the muddy field of sweet corn, not really my idea of farm.
It's not compulsory, Lillian.
We were worried the punters would use the poster as a map, try and find the way out.
They can't possibly do that now.
No, thanks, Mum. I'll drop it round to the printers after the market.
Oh, right. I'll go back in and change.
OK, we're all loaded up and ready to go.
Where's Pat meeting us?
She's bringing the cream along in their cold van. She's going to join us at the market.
Oh, good.
So, Pat in a tennis skirt too?
Yep, just for an hour, sir.
The battle of the varicose veins.
Oh, Lillian, unfair. Anyway, Ruth's joining us later.
So, you're going to be there all day?
Yeah, I guess. Not quite how I'd choose to spend my birthday, but...
Sure, I can't lure you away. Birthday drink at the Feathers.
I can't really go off and leave Mum.
Oh, well.
Thanks, Lillian, but...
I'll see what Matt's doing. Now he's over his flu.
I'm glad he's recovered.
Fit as a fiddle, darling. Perhaps he'll take me out to lunch. Clary!
Hello! Oh, something smells good.
Oh,
I've got half an hour to spare, so I thought I'd come and see how you're getting on with the cake.
Yeah,
it's all right. I won't get under your feet, I promise.
No, come on in.
Ta. So you've got it in the oven already.
Yeah, I made an early start.
And all the pots tidied away too. You have been busy.
Well, I like to clear up as I go along.
Well, I've saved you some of the work anyway.
Oh?
I've made the marzipan for you.
Oh.
I made it up last night. It's in my fridge, just waiting for the cake.
Oh, but,
I've got my own recipe. I'll use it for my Christmas cake. The boys love it.
That's kind of you, Clary, but you needn't have.
Oh, it's no trouble.
I was going to make it myself. I've got a recipe too.
Well, that's one less thing for you to worry about, eh?
I've gone out and bought the ground almonds.
Well, stick them in the cupboard, they'll keep. Now, how's that cake doing?
Cake? Oh,
Like I said, you have to mind you don't overcook it.
Oh, no, I'll make sure of that.
Can we just have a peep at it?
Well, I don't want to risk it right now.
Oh, well, that's all right. I don't mind waiting.
Wait. It's going to be a while, yeah. It's not really worth you hanging round.
Oh, is that your new timer?
Yeah. Already? Goodness, time must have gone quicker than I thought.
So, well, let's have a look at it then, shall we?
There you are.
And a spoon.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. Have a nice day.
OK, Mum?
Yeah, we're doing well.
Oh, seems to have quietened down a bit.
I soon need another tub of yoghurt.
Well, I can manage here if you want to take a break.
No, I'm fine.
Hi.
Ah.
Hey, Ruth, hello.
Sorry, I did try and get here on time.
Don't worry about it. Hey, you're looking great.
Isn't she?
Yes, it's okay.
Straight off centre court.
It took me ages to find all my tennis gear. That's one reason I'm so late.
At least you can still get into it.
The skirt seems to have shrunk a bit.
It's fabulous, and it's really good of you to come and help.
No, it makes a nice change. Has Pat...
Oh, she left a while ago. She had to get back to the dairy.
Anyway, Mum, look, now Ruth's here. Why don't you go and grab a coffee?
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, go on. The thermos is in the back of the car.
Oh, yeah. All right. Won't be long. Promise.
So, what would you like me to do?
It's up to you. Help me serve or take some flyers around the market.
Shall I help you here, then?
OK. I'll just talk you through it.
I'll take it slowly. I'm not quite with it today.
Tired?
Yeah. Well, no, it's a bit more than that.
There. Oh, that looks all right to me. Perfect.
Well, yes.
Well, the skewer's come out clean.
It ain't undercooked, that's for certain.
Done to a turn, I reckon.
It's a good thing you set that timer.
Well, all electronic. It's one more advantage of a brand new oven.
Yes. We can always trim off them dark bits.
Dark bits?
Well, there. Yeah, where it's caught, round the edge.
Well, that's just the currents. It hasn't caught at all.
No. Well, I suppose once it's been iced, no one's coming.
Anyway, it was nice of you to pop in, Clary, but don't make yourself late for work.
Oh, you're right. I must be getting back.
I'll put this on the side to cool.
All right, then. Well, I'll come round and pick it up, shall I?
Pick it up?
Well, to put on the marzipan.
You mean you want to take it home?
You don't mind, do you?
Well,
it'd be much easier all round. You don't want me here cluttering up your nice new kitchen.
Oh, all right. How about this? I'll bring the cake round to you when it's cooled and you can put on the marzipan and then you bring it back when it's ready so I can do the icing. Deal?
Yeah, that sounds fair enough to me.
Well, that's a deal then.
Well, we've still got to get through the christening. We don't want to fall out before we've even started, do we?
Come on in. I'll make you a coffee.
Yeah, I'd love to, Pussycat, but... better get on to this meeting.
Oh, it's not till 3. Come on, just half an hour.
Nah, go on, just a quick one.
Good. And while you're here, I'll put on my Glen Miller and show you those steps might talk.
Hey, I asked for the coffee. I didn't say anything about jitterbug.
Now, don't judge until you've tried it.
Yeah, well, from what you said, it sounds like a cross between aerobics and the Kama Sutra.
That's right, so much fun, darling.
What about your old mum? Wasn't she in the ATF?
Darling, it was an age ago.
Yeah, well, of course. But if you want to know about jitterbugging, I bet she was up there on the dance floor with all those geos.
Matt.
What? What's the matter?
There's something... something's wrong. Someone's been in here.
What?
Someone's been in the house. I know it.
I can't... What do you mean?
Shh. There's a draught. Can't you feel it? There's a window open somewhere. The dining room.
Yeah, OK, wait. Let me have a look. Oh, yeah, you're right. Someone's taken a jammy to the window.
Oh, Matt.
Looks like you've had a visitor.
Oh, no, this is awful. I knew as soon as I came in.
Yeah, okay, stay cool. Whoever it was, they went out the same way.
Well, how do you know that?
They're trying to push it shut, see? It's stuck, half open.
Please, we must call the police.
No, hold on, don't do anything yet. Let me have a look around first.
In the end, she just got up and walked out on us.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam, I felt so awful. I still do. We both do, but...
Yes, I can see why.
I've never seen Shula like that before. So upset and angry. And blaming it all on us.
Is Alistair really in such a bad way?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to him.
I saw him at Nets. He was definitely quieter than usual. Preoccupied, didn't get much out of him.
Really?
Maybe that explains why.
Oh, don't say that. You're making me feel even...
I couldn't say if he was seriously depressed.
Yeah, but... I mean, however bad he is, for her to accuse us of wrecking his whole business...
That does seem a bit extreme.
Well, that's what she believes. She's really got it into her head.
Well, maybe things are worse than we thought.
So, he's lost one herd. He's got plenty of other clients. It makes no sense for her to say that to us.
Well... Look, if she was really stressed out, people say things in the heat of the moment.
No, it wasn't like that. She really meant it.
Okay, so what exactly does she want you to do about it now?
It's obvious. She wants us to change our minds, apologise to Alistair, take him back on again.
I can see that's a difficult one.
Adam, it's impossible. We've made our decision. We can't go back on it now.
Just don't understand. They must have taken something.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, but why else would they break in?
Look, you're quite sure there's nothing gone missing?
No, as sure as I can be.
Right.
Oh, Matt, it's all so awful.
Look, as far as you can tell, the only things that have been touched are the desk and the cabinet, yeah?
Yeah, well, but you can see for yourself.
Okay, well, let me just have a look through here.
I mean, they've even left my spare chequebook and all my store cards.
And that they weren't after money.
But what else could they be looking for?
Oh, yeah. Just what I thought. This is what they were after.
But those aren't mine. They...
No, they're mine. Details of my offshore accounts.
Oh, Matt.
Damn, I shouldn't have... I'd stashed them here to keep them from Yvette, remember?
You mean that they...
Yeah, someone's been through and had a good butchers at them. They're all out of order. That's why you've been burned.
Yvette was in my house.
Yeah, well, her or that snooping PI she's got working for her.
Oh, darling.
Oh, it's my own stupid fault. I should have got them right out of her reach.
Yvette.
Yeah, they were too hot.
She sent that man to break into my house.
Yeah, still too late now.
You know, she's gone too far this time. She can't do that to me. I'm going to have a law on.
Well, prosecutor.
I'm going to phone the police. I'm going to tell them exactly what happened.
No, wait. Don't.
Matt, you're not stopping me.
Look, please, it won't do any good. We can't even prove it was her.
Yes, but we can't just let her get away with it.
What are you thinking about? I was trying to hide these accounts from the courts. Pervert the course of justice. I can't go and tell that to the police, can I? Huh? I know it's hard, but...
That woman!
Yeah, she's done it again, Puss. Nothing we can do but grin and bear it.
She's mad, do you know that? She's completely around the bend.
Yeah, more than likely.
I mean, you remember the shotguns?
Oh, I'm not likely to forget,
am I? She's whining and dining your friends, and now she's broken into my house. She frightens me, Matt. What's she going to do next?
Clinton's got a touch of those summertime blues.
Well, good news for you about the assault course.
Yeah?
I had a word with Brian. He's okay to borrow some poles from your state. Yeah, many as we want.
But
there's a whole stock up there, smooth and treated. They're safer than rough cut, and if we tie them, not nail them. Still, if you're more interested in the paper...
Tie them, yeah, that's great.
Well, don't tell me they've got some real news in there for once.
No, I've got an ad in the job pages.
Hey? Well, he gone and sacked you.
Jenny's leaving, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I hope I've not wasted my money. I haven't had a single call yet.
Dinner time? Paper's only been out a few hours.
Yeah, but not one call?
Well, give us some time, mate.
Great idea this was.
Well, most people don't look at it till after work.
Mike, the people I want are unemployed. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you looking at it now won't help.
I was checking out the competition. There are 4 or 5 ads here for waitresses.
All them kids and students out there. All broke and needing cash. That phone will soon be buzzing.
Oh, yeah, switch will jam, I know.
Anyway, bet these poles.
Yeah, look, that's great, Mike, if you can sort it.
Yeah, well, I'll need a hand to load them up.
Yeah, sure, but, well, you might have to find someone else.
Hey?
Well, if I don't find a new assistant, I'll be running this place single-handed. I won't have time for anything else. Yeah, it's only fair to warn you, mate.
You cop out and leave me in the lurch?
Oh, come on, you can see how I'm fixed. I don't want to let you down, but...
Well, let's hope you find someone.
Yeah, well, amen to that.
I'm suppose I could ask Eddie, but oh, he won't be much use.
No, you want someone a bit more clued up, right? Alistair?
Well...
No, on second thoughts, not Alistair. Not in present circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
No, bad idea.
So, what's about this row between him and Brookfield?
Oh, don't ask. Don't even talk about it, please. It's nothing to do with me.
Okay, well, I...
No, I don't want to get involved in another family feud, and this one looks set to run and run.
Always the way, innit?
Eh?
The assault course. You offer to help out, you get nothing but grief.
You know I'll help if I can.
And now, as soon as I step out of my door, I'm accosted by people who want the lowdown on it.
Yeah?
Yeah, putting a squeeze on me. Hallelujah. Well,
hey, I should make the most of it.
Eh?
Yeah. Bribe them, string them along. Must be worth a drink or two.
Ah.
See what I mean?
Yeah. You're... Oh, there you go, your first taker.
Yeah, maybe. Hello, Jack's Caff?
Hi, it's me.
Oh, Kathy.
Well,
it certainly sounds
disappointed.
No.
I'll see you then, Kenan. You keep in touch,
yeah? Yeah. Okay, see you, mate.
All right.
Is this a bad time? Shall I call back later?
No. I thought it might be someone answering the ad.
Yeah, I saw it in the Echo. Very professional.
Oh, yeah, so why have I been waiting all morning and not had a single call?
Not one?
Nope, not a dicky bird.
Oh, well, it's early days yet. You'll have to give it some more time.
Kathy, Jenna's leaving tomorrow.
It's all right. You'll get some reply soon. Don't worry.
Ah, pussycat, trust me. You're quite safe here now.
Oh, I don't feel it.
Oh, you listen to your old tiger.
I hardly slept a wink last night. I kept imagining I heard noises.
They won't be back, that's one thing I'm sure of.
You know, Beck's quite out of her head. She's capable of anything.
I told you it wasn't her. It was a private investigator. The more I think about it, the more certain I am that was a professional job. All the hallmarks of an experienced operator.
Well, somehow that doesn't make me feel a lot safer.
Look, they weren't interested in you, okay? They knew exactly what they were after, and there's nothing left here for them now, sweetheart. I've made sure of that.
Joe, where have you put all those files?
A long way off, in a safe place. Better for you not to know, eh? So let's try and forget all about it.
Darling, she can't go around breaking into places. It was burglary.
Well, technically, maybe, but...
You're not going to just let her get away with it.
Oh, not much I can do. Should know all about those offshore accounts by now. Hiding the files is like bolting the stable door.
Oh, she's completely immoral. You can't let her win.
Oh, don't you worry. She's not won yet. I've plenty more stashed away she won't find.
You're so sure.
Well, you let me worry about that, okay? Anyway... They rescheduled the FDR for next month. I've already got my lawyers on the job.
Oh, darling. Can't wait for this all to be over.
Yeah. Anyway, look. I can't stay. I'm running late already.
Oh, if you must.
You'll be all right now.
Yeah. Don't worry about me.
That's my girl.
Oh, I'm not sure if I want to stay here on my own.
Well, go out to the shops.
No, I'm not in the mood. Oh, Jenny. Jenny, darling, it's me.
Lillian, how are you?
I'm lonely and miserable.
Oh.
And something awful's happened. You won't believe how awful.
Oh, what?
Oh, darling, I don't even know where to begin.
Oh, Lillian?
But are you busy this afternoon? I could really do with some company.
Dad?
Hey, come on, Brenda. Keep it up. No slacking.
Saved it.
So you in training too?
Can't I go out for a jog without getting snarky comments?
No, feel free. Though I better warn you, you're up against some stiff competition.
Oh, am I? I don't see anyone else jogging round the green.
You don't fool me. Which team are you on? You said you wouldn't be seen dead at the fight this year.
Yeah, I got press ganged. I'm in the evacuees.
Oh, yeah.
Fallon took me into it.
Well, them land girls have been training hard out in their tracksuits.
I'm not just doing this for the fate. I do have a life as well.
Oh, yeah, that's what they all say. Well, I'll see you.
Dad?
What?
Just wondered how you're getting on with the course, you and Kenton.
Okay. Only Kenton's about to cop out on me.
Oh, why's that?
You know Kenton.
Yeah, it's no big surprise, I suppose.
Why are you so interested?
I don't want to see you overworked.
Oh, yeah? Well, that'll be a first, won't it?
Dad!
I'll get it done somehow. Don't you worry.
So, how many obstacles did you say there'd be?
We didn't.
Oh. So it's going to be quite a job, isn't it? If you're having a wall and one of those, overhead ladder things.
Did I say there was going to be an overhead ladder thing?
Oh, come on, Dad. That wasn't mean.
Well, it's bad enough having the rest of the village quizzing me. That's my own blimmin' daughter.
Okay, forget I said it.
If you come down the pub when you're through, you might...
What,
buy
you a drink?
Oh, well, if you're offering.
Oh, look out. Hiya.
Hello.
Oh, here's another one.
Come on, Cathy, keep up. No slacking.
I don't see you trying so hard.
Just taking a breather.
Oh, great. Well, if you can, so can
I. Okay, then. I'll see you later, Brenda.
Yeah, see ya.
Oh, Mike!
No, I can't stop. I'm in a rush.
Oh, it's no good. You won't get anything out of him.
Oh, come on. I bet he's told you.
No, honest.
Okay.
But, I mean, let's face it. You're not in with a serious chance, whatever.
Who? Says who?
Not against the evacuees. We'll be through that course before you've got your kit on.
Oh, will you? You may have youth on your side, but we've got... Well, anyway, I can't stand here.
Oh, Cathy, wait.
Are you trying to sabotage my training programme?
No, I just wondered, is Kenton still looking for a new assistant?
Well, yes, as far as I know.
Right.
Did you see the ad in the paper?
No, I heard from Emma.
Oh.
I've got some time to kill while I'm waiting for my uni application to go through, and I could do with the money.
Oh, Kenton would be really lucky to get you.
Well, to be honest, after talking to Gemma, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, he's not so bad. So long as you're firm.
Yeah, well, I might have a word with him then.
I should. Oh, yeah, and Brenda, if you do...
Yeah?
Well, you see, it was me who persuaded him to buy the ad, and it was quite expensive, so... It would be nice if he thought that...
Oh, yeah, I see.
I mean, I'm not asking you to lie or anything,
no,
but...
that's okay. I'll bear that in mind.
Thanks.
She did what?
She broke into here, into my house. Her or one of her hard cronies.
But why? I mean, why...
Nothing was taken. The only things that were touched were some documents belonging to Matt.
What documents?
No money stuff, darling. Better not tell you too much about it. Left them at my place to be out of the way.
So?
So, you see, the woman's an absolute menace. She'll stop at nothing.
So Matt was hiding them from her lawyers?
Oh, Jenny, don't go all po-faced. Everyone does it.
Well, I'm only...
Well, I'm sure if you were divorced, Brian wouldn't hesitate.
Oh, never mind about Brian.
Anyway, doesn't give a vet the right to go breaking into my property, acting like a common criminal.
No, of course not.
Am I telling you, darling, I feel quite shaken up. Just the thought of some slimy-fingered private detective snooping through my private affairs.
Yes, I understand.
And my poor tiger's got no choice but to take it on the chin. He can't very well go to the police.
Oh, no, you mustn't get them involved.
He seems to be taking it very calmly. Just a small setback. He's still on top of it all, he says. I'm beginning to wonder if it's not Yvette who's really in control.
You must be careful, Lillian.
Me?
If it gets out of hand, it could end up splashed all over the papers.
Oh, darling, do you think that's what I want?
And if he's been hiding documents with you...
Oh, he's got rid of them by now. They're somewhere safe.
Yes, but if it all comes out, you could be in serious trouble.
Yes, I know.
No, really. Look, why don't you go away until it's all over and maybe go and stay in Guernsey? Or...
Well, I deny that it had crossed my mind.
So why don't you?
Oh, I can't stand aside and see that evil woman trample all over Matt. I don't understand how dangerous she is. She could end up completely destroying him.
Yes, but you...
No, he needs me here to support him. And who knows what she'll do next. I can't go off and desert him now.
So, the first obstacle is the wall. Now, we're going to rough that up out of breeze blocks.
How tall?
Well, this is just between us, right?
Right.
We're aiming for 10 foot.
10?
Then there's the rope walk over the arm. We'll stretch it between the trees. That's about 20 foot.
20? Dad?
Then you go down to the crawl, you know, like a tunnel with barbed wire.
Yeah?
And you have to keep your heads down because we'll be firing live ammunition.
Live? Oh. Dad, you are so full.
That's you going, didn't it? Hey?
Okay. Let's start again, yeah? And no fairy tales.
That might cost you another point.
Oh, what kind of a dad are you?
Well, I can't show no favouritism, can I?
Mike.
Oh, hiya. Any luck with the...
Not good, I'm afraid. I sat around all day and all I got were two lousy calls. Two. One didn't like the hours and the other was a retired bus driver.
Kenton.
So no joy then?
Huh? All that money down the pan. Nothing to show.
No, Kenton, wait. If the job's still going, I might be interested.
Hey?
Say that again.
Yeah, I'll take the job if it's still there.
Brenda, steady on. You really do it?
Yeah, sure.
Brenda?
It's just while my uni application goes through, Dad.
So, you saw my ad in the Echo?
Kathy told me about it, yeah.
Oh, great.
It's lucky. I was about to go for a job at the Feathers.
Feathers? God, I take back everything I said. That ad was worth every penny.
So, shake on it then?
Yeah, of course. Welcome aboard.
How many is that now?
I make it 29.
Oh, is that the lot?
Yeah, it should be.
Oh, oi! Always one, isn't there?
Can you grab him?
Whoa, come on, that's far enough.
Oh, well done.
There's only one place you're going to today, young man.
Yeah, let me.
There you go.
Great, thanks, Dad.
Well, good-looking bunch of lambs.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make you feel proud just to look at them?
Well,
it ought to. No matter what your other problems are.
Well, at least they're all healthy anyway. We haven't had to...
David!
Oh, hi.
Oh, morning, Nigel.
Morning. Oh, David, there's a huge lorry down the lane. The driver's asking for Brookfield.
Oh, right.
Oh, he's early.
Yeah, must be a new driver.
He's reversing back up now. We come to pick up this lot?
Yeah, off to the abattoir. Just as well we've got them ready.
So, what brings you down this way?
Well, Lily's having a lesson at the stables this afternoon.
Ah. Oh.
It was booked ages ago.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
Normally Lizzie takes her, but, well, things being what they are, you know.
Yes, I see.
You've heard about this latest row we've had, then?
Yes, from Jill. It does sound pretty awful.
In a nutshell, yes.
And Elizabeth doesn't want to get involved.
She's really on your side. You know, Ruth and David's. She thinks you had every right to choose another vet.
Well, only for the cows.
Yes, I know. And she thinks Shula's gone completely over the top.
Oh, really? What about you?
Me? Well, I always try and see both sides.
Yeah.
But the problem is, Shula must know by now how Lizzie feels, and Lizzie doesn't want another row, so...
She hasn't cancelled the lesson, surely?
No. She's asked me to take Lily instead.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Well, I'll go and see the lorry in.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Anyway, as I was on my way to town, I thought I'd call in and see how things were, you know, between you and Shula. Just to be prepared.
Well, I'd better warn you, Nigel. Right now, they couldn't be a lot worse.
You're nice and early.
Yep. My last visit was Penny Hassett. That's it for today. Ian's on evening surgery.
Oh. So we've got you all to ourselves.
Barring emergencies. How was your day?
Oh, so-so. Nothing back from the insurers.
Well, that's no big surprise.
No, I suppose not.
Daniel around?
Oh, he's inside. Oh, if you've got some time, he'd love you to take him for a bike ride.
Yeah, we might do that.
And I'm free for an hour or so.
Are you?
If you go over Lakey, I'll walk Scruff round to meet you. Might be one of my last walks with him after all.
Maybe later. I do have a few boring things to sort out first.
Oh.
Won't take long, but I'd rather get them out of the way.
Well, if we really can't tear you away from that computer.
It's not all work. I'm going to send a few more emails round to the drug companies.
Oh?
See if I can persuade any more of them to donate to the cricket fund. Worth a try.
Yes, definitely.
Though, given my recent form, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Oh, Alistair, don't say that.
Okay, joke. Look, I'm still smiling.
Oh, sorry. I must try not to fuss.
Not about me. I'm okay.
But you're not really, are you?
I'm fine. Honestly, most of the time, I don't even think about it. Blanked it all from my mind. Just crack on and do my job.
Right. So you're sure you don't want me to change Sunday? Mum and Dad. I'm sure they wouldn't
mind.
No,
don't go and change it now. It's fine by me.
Okay.
So long as we're through lunch in time for the single wicket.
I'll make sure of that.
Okay. I'll go and finish off. And I'm still up for that bike ride later.
Remember, I've got a lesson at 6.
Have you?
Yeah, one I'm not looking forward to either. Lily.
Ah.
And I expect Elizabeth will bring her over.
Well, you don't have to talk
to
her about...
Of course I do. We can't go through a half-hour lesson without her even mentioning it.
No. No, I suppose not.
Oh, Kenton, they're gorgeous.
Well, there to say thank you for all your good advice.
That's so sweet of you.
And for being there through all my suffering and tribulation.
Oh, you fool.
Oh, and I bought you this to go with it.
Oh, wine too? Hey, that's wonderful.
Oh, it's the least I can do. I mean, if I hadn't bought that ad, I'd still be looking for a new assistant.
So you did sort it with Brenda?
Yep, she's all signed up. Starts on Monday.
Oh, good.
And she's perfect.
I'm so pleased.
Bright, conscientious, great legs. I mean, the punters will love her.
Lucky she saw the ad then.
Mm, too right. I almost lost her to the feathers. And it's all thanks to you.
So you'll know what to do next time.
Yeah, yeah. Hands up. You were right all along.
You made the decision.
Though I hope there isn't a next time anytime soon.
Oh, I'll have to put these in some water.
Right. Well, I'm...
I've got some good news too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've found an instructor to take our self-defence class.
Oh, great.
Yeah. She sounds really nice. I'm going to arrange the first lesson for the week after next.
OK, well, if you need a hand with anything, publicity, moving the chairs...
Oh, thanks, that'll be great.
Well, give me a chance to repay the favour.
Don't be daft. It's just nice for me to know I've got your support. You don't think I'm being paranoid, do you?
Cathy, that is the last thing that anyone would think.
Oh, there we are. Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah. OK, then, well, I'll...
What?
Well, I guess you got things to do, you know, make tea for Jamie.
No, Jamie's round at Daniel's.
Oh.
So there's no need to rush off yet, unless you're in a hurry?
No, I'm...
Well, the corkscrew's on the side. Why don't you open that bottle?
I'm sure you can give it to her, darling. Just wait till Auntie Shula.
Oh, hello.
Lily, wait. Oh, gosh.
Where's she rushing off to?
She's got an apple core for Minnie.
Oh,
is that all right?
Yes, that's fine.
I hope we're not late for her lesson.
No, Tanya's still tacking her up. Our new girl.
Always a rush after school.
When Elizabeth brings her, she's never on time.
Ah, yes.
Is she all right? Not ill or anything?
No, she's busy, you know.
Yeah, I get the picture.
No, you do?
Actually, it's quite a relief. I mean, I'm rather glad it's you, not Elizabeth.
You are?
Well, one less row, I suppose. She thinks Ruth and David had a perfect right to treat Alistair so badly, doesn't she? That I'm making a fuss over nothing.
No. Well...
All right, you don't have to answer. I can guess. That's why she didn't come here this afternoon.
Look, I was free to come instead, and Lily would have been so disappointed.
So it's no use us expecting any sympathy from her.
Look,
it just makes me so angry. Isn't there anyone else in this family who understands, who can see our side of the argument?
Shula, you know,
hello.
I...
Has she started yet?
Phil, hello.
Hi, Dad.
I thought I'd come and see Lily have her lesson. Hope I'm not too late.
No, she's waiting down there now.
Oh, good.
Nigel, would you mind very much if Tanya starts her off? She's a lovely girl, and she's fully qualified.
No, of course.
Thanks. I'll come down and join you later.
Right. I'll go and see how they're doing.
Yes, sir. I'll just come.
Dad, can you wait a minute?
Wait. Yes, of course. So?
Dad, tell me, why is everyone against us? Am I being so unreasonable?
And then I'm going to do the Sergeant Major bit. Okay. And if you can't do your 50 push-ups at the end, you'll be on a charge, my lad.
50 push-ups?
Oh, yes. And then a 10-mile yomp through leech-infested forest.
No, but seriously, what about the real course?
Oh, God, don't worry, you'll be well up to it.
Oh, I don't know.
If we ever get it built in time.
I just hope I don't make a complete fool of myself.
Of course you won't. Well, I can tell you the whole course if you want.
No, that wouldn't be fair.
Come on, who's going to know?
No, don't really. Oh, I'm just worried I'm not as fit as I was, you know? Mm-hmm. Not compared to someone like Usha.
Oh, so she can jog a few miles in a chicken suit. Big deal.
Yeah, old Brenda. She was out jogging the other day. I felt a real frump beside her.
Cathy, look, there's not a tiny fraction of you that's in any way frumpish.
Thanks. But let's face it, I have let myself go these last few months. Got really out of shape.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Wouldn't you?
No, yeah, you're looking as gorgeous as ever.
You do say the nicest things.
Only because they're true.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Kenton.
I'm sorry. Sorry, was I...
No.
Look, Cathy, tell me if you don't...
No, it's all right.
Oh, what the...
Oh, Jamie?
Oh, they must have come back here instead.
Oh, right.
Oh, dear, I wasn't expecting that.
No, it's all right.
I'd better go and sort them out. It's
stop them wrecking the place. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'll be back in a sec.
Hey, honey.
I'm not about to back down, Dad. I meant every word I said to David and Ruth.
Yes, I do understand how you must feel.
I don't know if you do. You think they made the right decision.
Look, I'm trying not to take anyone's side.
I'm not making a fuss about nothing. Really, I'm not.
No, I don't think that at all.
Don't you?
No, of course not. I fully understand why you're so upset about it.
That's not much help to me. Or to Alistair. And you are about the only one who could help us.
Well, I'm really not sure what I could do.
David respects you. He'd listen to what you say. He's certainly not going to listen to me.
Yes, but it's not my farm anymore. It's Ruth and...
Oh, come on, Dad. That's just an excuse.
Surely you know how I feel about their decision. A big herd like Brookfield needs a vet with the specialised skills and training.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So everyone keeps telling us.
And getting these skills takes time. Time that Alistair can't afford.
Oh, you haven't seen him. He's in a real state about this. I'm frightened for him, Dad. He's so depressed.
Oh, Shula. I'm sorry. But don't you see, David and Ruth...
Dad, just think. If you'd still had the farm, if you'd been running the herd, you'd never have behaved so appallingly. You'd never, ever have done that to Alistair in that way, no matter what the business reasons. Would you?
Well, perhaps... With hindsight, I might have handled it differently.
So why can't you go and say that to Ruth and David?
Because...
There, you see, you can't give me one good reason.
Because they've made the decision. It's their responsibility. I really don't feel it's my place to interfere.
Oh, I see.
I know your mother disagrees with me, but...
I can't ask Mum to speak up for us. You're the only person they'd listen to, you know that.
Well, I'm sorry,
So but... that's it. There's nothing we can do. We might as well give up.
Oh, Shula.
Not one of you's willing to help us. It's me and Alistair against the whole family.
No, it's not like that at all.
Well, I'm sorry, Dad. That's how it feels to me.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.